Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, ranchers Lamont and Jennifer Herman deliver boxes of frozen meat to their Billings store. I last caught up with Lamont and Jennifer the day of the massive windstorm that swept the region in the second week of March. They were arriving at their Billings store laden with meat from the processor in Sheridan, Wyoming. The trip had been pretty still, but the great gusts of wind here in the Heights rocked their truck and rattled the horse trailer they were using to transport the meat.
It wasn't bad. The wind wasn't bad. It's windier here, so.
Yeah. It is so stinking windy.
I know. So, yep, time to unload meat.
All right.
I'm going to grab some carts.
This is the standard operating procedure for the Hermans. They drop live animals at the Sheridan processor, collect frozen cuts of meat from previously deposited animals, and drive to Billings, where they unload, sort, and stock it.
Do it all again in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Sometimes we do it every week.
Lamont and Jennifer are unloading with Telly and Bev, a married couple who help at the store. Telly, an experienced meat cutter, will be the store's primary butcher in the coming months as it expands its offerings to include fresh meat. He and Lamont open one of the cardboard boxes now covering every surface of the cold room and begin passing the frozen meat packages back and forth, making comments.
Ooh, sirloins.
How do they look? How's that marbling?
The tenderloins look amazing.
Yep.
Good marbling with those.
When the Hermans opened Montana Prime Meats, everything was new. They didn't know how to operate a retail store stocked with meat from their own ranch, and they had no one to talk to about how to do it, because no other ranchers were doing anything like it here. So back in the day, Lamont opened every single box, examined every single package. It helped him learn the different cuts of meat and gave him a jolt of pride to see the results of his hard work. That's something most ranchers who sell their calves to out-of-state feeders don't get to see.
What's this like for you to see it in this format?
It's better than seeing an end gate of a truck drive away from the ranch. Put it that way. It's night and day different, light years apart. This is satisfactory.
Yeah.
So that's the best part of it.
Lamont studies a package of ribs, turning it over and over in his hands.
That does look good. They did a great job with that. Just nice, uniform. Telly knows a lot more about this, but for me, the presentation, he's looking at no cuts, you know, or he's no sloppiness, where I'm looking at that looks good on a plate.
Doesn't it, though? It's so pretty the way
yeah.
It fanned out. Like
they
that.
Did a great job, I think. Yeah. So.
Today's delivery, 3 beef, 2 hogs, and 1 lamb, is 1,350 pounds of meat, and there's not too much time for reflection.
Oh, man.
It's a matter of just putting it away.
Whatever is needed at the store that we figure for the next week or week and a half will go either there or in that cooler or in this walk-in right here.
Of course, this whole system, dialed in as it is after 4 years, is due to change, and soon. The Hermans will begin bringing in fresh carcasses to cut and pack in store to sell fresh, rather than bringing in frozen cut meat.
And then we'll sell it as fresh for a day or two, and then if it doesn't sell, it immediately goes to frozen.
I see.
This has always been the goal for the Hermans, who are committed to ranching differently for themselves, their animals, and ultimately their customers.
I think in the long run, and as we get more structure in our system, I think it's going to save us money.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we can pass that forward to the consumers.
Yeah.
Next week, back in Bighorn County, Lamont and I head 2 miles into the scrubby hills to brand calves ahead of turnout to summer pasture.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.